Hey everyone, it's Landon Lee. I'm working for a real estate wholesaling company in a closer position, and I've listened to Alex Hormozi, quite a big fan, and he said that he did not quit making the same mistakes until he started documenting his lessons and his failures. So this is my attempt to apply what I've learned and to start documenting what things are working and what things are not working. And, you know, obviously, not very many people may listen to this, and that's fine, but this is more so for me, honestly, than for anyone else. And then maybe, you know, as I become more successful, then I can have more helpful lessons as, you know, I go along. But I'll just give you a quick rundown of how the business works, and then basically how I make money, and then what inputs, you know, create revenue for the business and, you know, for me. So, in real estate wholesaling, basically the goal is to get a property under contract and then sell it for more. So ideally, we're looking for properties that can be flipped. You know, let's say we buy a house for $150,000, and then we get it under contract, we find a buyer at $160,000, and we assign it while it's still entitled for $160,000. We make $10,000. In our company, we get paid about 15%. Of the assignment fee. So if the company makes 10 grand, I make $1,500. And then basically the way they have it set up is if I get 4 contracts a month, I get 10%, or I get 15%. If I get 8 contracts a month, no, okay. Actually, if I get 1 contract a month, I get 15%. If I get 4 contracts a month, I get 18%. If I get 8 contracts a month, I get 20%. And currently I've been in the role since the end of February, and it's been a little bit of a struggle, and here's the real truth, and this is embarrassing to say, you know, I don't like to talk about it, but it has been a mental strain to stay on the phone for an extended period of time and to basically work using my mind. So my background is in construction. It's very mindless work. It's very easy. It's a little bit more physical, but it's much less tiring. So I've had a hard time managing my energy levels and then also hitting the output that I need to, just because it can be very exhausting. And then on top of that, I am very likely to get distracted either by phone calls that are social, or by staying out too late, hanging out with friends, or by even like mental or emotional stressors. I can affect my work performance. And so this is my attempt to document this. Again, it's embarrassing, but it is my attempt to document this and be like, hey, look out for this. And so currently the biggest things are personal phone calls during calling hours. Basically, I would say calling hours are from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Roughly in Florida, and I'm from Oklahoma, so we're an hour behind, so it's about from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. my time. And so sometimes during those calling hours, you know, I might eat breakfast, take a little walk, talk on the phone for a little bit, but then my phone call ends up going too long because I enjoy talking to people, I enjoy talking to my friends. And this is a failure that I've had that has cost me a lot. And it has been the reason why I've only closed 2 contracts in, you know, the 3 months that I've been working here, and I have quite honestly underperformed. And again, this is my attempt to document this. I realize this is not good, and I understand that it's not something I'm proud of, but it is the truth. So here is my attempt to fix this, and I've closed 2 contracts. I've had 4 contracts accepted, 2 of them closed. So I believe I have a relatively decent handle on what it takes to get a contract. We track all of our KPIs, and it's looking like it takes about 33.3 offers to get a contract. It takes about 1.8 addresses received to get 1 offer. So we disqualify about 50% of the leads that come in through underwriting. So, and then it takes about 15 phone calls, cold calls, to get an address. And so those are the basic metrics that I'm working with over the 3 months that I've been here. I went and, like, reverse engineered all the numbers. And, anyways, so, basically the name of the game is to make enough cold calls and establish relationships to basically get you properties down the line. So, properties in the future and properties now. So, let's say right now what I'm trying to do and I'm failing at doing, but I'm making this podcast to keep myself accountable. If I can do 4 hours of new outreach every day of cold calling, I should be able to make about, my average calls per hour is about 30 to 33 calls per hour. So it'd be about 120 phone calls, and I would receive about 8 addresses. And then 4.4 of those would turn into offers. We would disqualify the other 3.6 just because they're not good enough deals, or we just try to disqualify hard to make sure what we're offering on is a pretty good lead. Anyways, so the goal is, and right now things are a little bit financially tight, and they're actually, like, I'm in a little bit of a stressful situation because of my own inaction, because I got very complacent. I closed my first few contracts, I got complacent. It is a trap that it is easy for wholesalers to fall into, and I fell into it as well. And I got a little bit complacent, and it's starting to get a little nerve-wracking, but I know that as long as I take action and follow the plan, then I will make it out. So, if I can do 4 hours of new outreach consistently every day, basically, it'll give me 4.4 new offers a day, and then by the next month, if I do that for 30 days, each of those 4.4 offers, 50% of them will turn into follow-up offers. The other 50% will just not answer. But a follow-up offer is considered when we actually say that. So 50% is the metric that has been so far in the business. So each month, every 30 days, I'm going to be adding 2.2 offers to my pipeline. And so what this does is it compounds. And to give a little bit of an example, I'm trying to drive and look at my notes. I kind of ran the math on this. Let me find this. So, basically, let's say in July I make 4.4 offers per day. So from June till June 19th to July of 19th, I'm making this June 19th of 2025. If I make 4.4 offers a day, by August I will be making 6.6. By September I'll be making 8.8. By October I'll be making 11. By November I'll be making 13.3. December 15.4. And it just keeps incrementally growing up. Like going up, so I'm not growing. And so I realize there's some metrics in there that are not completely accounted for. So if I establish really good relationships with agents, it actually could be even higher. Like, those numbers are pretty conservative. But even conservatively, by the end of the year, I can make around $50,000 if I'm consistent. And so this is the problem that I'm running into. Like I said, getting distracted during calling hours and being consistent. Because cold calling for 4 hours is not easy, but it is required. And I love what Alex Hormozzi says. One of his quotes is that he uses to fuel himself is, I will do what is required. And it's just like confronting the work. And like I said, this is my attempt to document and hold myself accountable that I must confront the work of 4 hours of cold calling every day. And with 4 hours of cold calling comes about 2 to 3 hours of fulfillment. So that's follow-ups, that's offers, that's, you know, following up on warm leads, you know, responding to messages, about 3 hours worth of work. So it's not like a terrible amount of work, but it's very mentally taxing. But my goal for this podcast is to hold myself accountable, and hopefully next week I can report that I followed that and made 4 hours of cold calls every day and stayed on top of my follow-ups. I will say I am having surgery tomorrow on a hernia that I've got, and so I don't know how that's going to go. I'm going to be off tomorrow, and I could be off Thursday and Friday, depending on how I feel. It really could affect my work performance, but I will do my best not to. But as this compounds, and this is why it's so important, I could have already been partially down this path if I would have been more disciplined and learn from my mistakes. Because I've told myself, no more personal phone calls during calling hours. Don't get distracted. I've told myself this over and over, and I have such a hard time learning it. And again, it's my attempt to document and keep myself accountable. So, anyways, if I make 50 grand by the end of the year, and I continue to move along this path of adding 2.2 offers per day, per month, and it looks like I will. So then, in a year, as this compounds, and by the end of next June, so it'll be 12 months from now, there comes a point where there's so many offers you can make per day. And it right now, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to make one offer. And so at that point, I would be making 28.7 offers today, per day, which would take about 4.7 hours in real work. And so at that point, I mean, obviously my follow-ups would have to be very optimized and, you know what I'm saying, just very efficient, but it's still doable. Once you get past 28.7, I mean, 28 to 30 offers a day, after that, you can't really make very many more. It's just too much for one person to handle, and you run into calling hours and follow-up constraints. Unless, I will say, John is very good about helping us with follow-ups and business processes, so it could be the case that, you know, maybe I can still make more. But even at 28.7 offers per day, I would basically make about $34,000 a month, which is insane. I would go from not hardly anything a month to $34,000 a month in a year, if I'm consistent. It's because I would be building my pipeline. So, with that said, again, this is my attempt to document my mistakes, because I've been making the mistake of messing around during the day, and it's not total messing around. Like, it's not like I'm goofing off. It's just letting little things like food, like personal phone calls, like even like brainstorming during calling hours is just not good, because I only have so much time to work. I need to work while I have time and then do my other task outside of those hours. Again, this is my attempt to document, because it is so important that I hit my goal. And, you know, again, this is my podcast all the way till my first million. I don't know that I can hit $1 million a year in this role specifically as a acquisitions rep at EasyRes, but I do think that I can hit this goal maybe as a acquisitions manager or as something to hire up in the company. Like, even because I know we're going to be doing a franchise model, so like maybe even a franchisee owner, I know I can make over $1 million a year if I implement the right systems. So, anyways, this is my podcast. It's June 19th of 2025. I hope in a couple of years I'll be a multimillionaire and look back at myself and say, why weren't you more disciplined? But again, this is my attempt to document. Maybe this helps someone else. If you're in a high-ticket sales closing environment, even though it's technically not sales, it takes a lot of sales skills, and you only have a certain amount of time to work during the day, then I would try taking this advice. And, you know, this is my current schedule right now. This is what I'm planning on doing starting as soon as I get better from my surgery. I would like to be waking up at about 6 a.m. To do my devotion to God. That's very important to me. And then we have an acquisitions meeting from 7:30 to 8:30. So that's role plays, game tape reviews, stuff like that. And then I would probably, actually, let me roll this back a little bit. We would go 6 to 7 for devotions. We would go 7 to 7:30 for breakfast, 7:30 to 8:30 for our meeting. And then 8:30 to 12:30 would be cold calls. Actually, I would spend 30 minutes sending out follow-up text and then basically any important stuff. So 8:30 to 9 would be important stuff. And then 9 to 1 p.m. would be cold calls. 1 to 2 p.m. would be lunch. Because, I mean, I've tried, like, working all the way through, and sometimes I can, but a lot of times I just get too weak. So, I would say 1 to 2 p.m. would be a good time for a lunch. And usually, like, I can try to take a shorter lunch, but between, like, eating, you know, fixing my food, all of that, it just, it takes about an hour for me. So, anyways, and then from 2, I would just finish my task. So, however long that would take. So, whether that takes an hour, whether it takes 2 hours, I'm just going to set that for right now. I could do more cold calls, but a lot of times by the end of that time, I'm very mentally exhausted. And so what I'll do is just, you know, as my tasks grow greater and greater, I'll just try to learn how to be more efficient with them, and I will document it here. So far, I do want to give you a little bit of insight into my efficiency as far as tasks. I know this is all over the place, but I just want to lay a good foundation for what my role looks like and what I've done to make it a little bit more efficient. So currently, I set my tasks the night before. So basically, I look it through all of my tasks, all my follow-up tasks, all my offers, and I say, okay, which one of these do I want to call on? And if I need to call on them, I write a little bit of notes about, okay, I need to really prep for this call. This one, it's not that important. Don't really need to prep. Just call them. And then this other one, let's say, oh, I can just text this guy. Well, then what I'll do is I'll schedule a text message to be sent at around 9 a.m. the next morning. A lot of times I'll stagger my messages, like, basically not, it's something to do with the CRM. It's needful to do that. But anyways, so that's generally my process for efficiency. It helps a lot because basically when you go to your task list and you can just run through the most important ones and call on all of them instead of having to send out text, it's a lot faster, a lot more efficient. You've already done all the decision making the night before. So this is huge. And I want to continue to do that, but hopefully I can find even more ways to be more efficient as I continue to make more and more offers every month. But anyways, so this is my attempt to document the beginning of my road to $1 million. These are some of the biggest mistakes that I've made, and then also some of my successes in my efficiency. And another one of my mistakes I do want to add in, as a single guy, I tend to get a little bit distracted by females. So sometimes, like, if I'm thinking about something or something happened in my personal life, it can affect my work performance, and then also it can affect my sleep. So I need to be a little bit more careful about that and be careful of what I let take away my sleep, because sleep is very important, especially when I'm going into I cannot just be on autopilot when I jump on the phone. I have to be giving it my 110%. And then also another thing that I've ran into is just general, like, distraction, not even just phone calls, but, like, chores. Sometimes, like, people ask you to do chores or, like, oh, well, I have to go get this package or, like, and it's, like, honestly, like, it can wait. You know, it's, like, it can really just wait until after calling hours. It's not going to hurt anything. And this is something I've got to drill into my own head, because when I think of something, I want to get it done. But then, like, a lot of times it's not a profitable time to do it because it's distracting me from what makes me money. But anyways, these were just some of my lessons and failures. And, you know, this is a very vulnerable podcast. I'm basically admitting to not having enough self-control, which is not something that I like. You know, obviously I want to think, like, oh yeah, I'm just an incredible person. I have all the self-control. I'm super disciplined. But the truth is I'm not. And this is my attempt to be accountable. And, you know, I believe that I have a good understanding of a lot of things because of listening to Alex Hormozi, listening to other people. Like, I have a good, and I'm not smart by any means compared to a lot of people, but I feel like I have a good grip on what I should do. But it's a lot harder to execute, if that makes sense. So it's like I know what to do, but it's hard to make myself execute either because of distraction or because of how I'm feeling physically, like I'm really tired or something. And so, you know, this is just kind of where I'm at. This is the podcast to basically preach at myself and say, it is now time to execute. You've got KPIs that you need to hit. You know what results that they get, and these are very conservative results, so I could even get better results than what I figured on. And it is time to now execute, and I just got to get past the surgery. Hopefully it goes well tomorrow. Hopefully my recovery is short and I can work the same day or at least the next day, and we can go from there. But this is the goal. again, my attempt to be accountable. Hope y'all have a great day. And again, probably no one's going to listen to this until years down the road, when I'm actually making content a lot more frequently. But yeah, here's my attempt at making a little Lessons and Failures podcast, and I should be seeing y'all next week with the Lessons and Failures next week. Anyways, thanks.